Public News Service Tuesday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. China and Canada imposed tariffs on U.S. goods today, retaliating swiftly against the Trump administration's decision to place new levies on imports from the countries in an escalating trade war that has rattled global markets and international relations. The Trump administration has also raised tariffs on Mexico, which was expected to respond later today. That from CNN. And from CNBC, new plans from the European Union to increase defense spending could potentially mobilize as much as 800 billion euros, the European Commissioner said. Tuesday, Europe is ready to massively boost its defense spending. She added, Europe is in its era of rearmament. Next to New York, where the largest solar energy generating facility is online and operational.
The Morris Ridge Solar Project is a 177-megawatt solar field generating enough electricity to power 47,000 homes. It's the first grid-scale project in service and contributing to New York's clean energy goals. The project is expected to generate $1 million in new revenue for the town of Mount Morris in its first year. Haley Farrington with project developer EDF Renewables says the added revenue should have many benefits.
The local town can do things like invest in their roadways or local infrastructure. For the school districts, they can keep teachers on or keep music programs going.
This comes as the state likely won't reach its 2030 renewable energy goals, at least partly because many projects face funding challenges or misinformation about clean energy. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
And for many folks in Mississippi, saving for retirement feels out of reach. Nearly 48% of private sector workers in the state lack access to employer-sponsored retirement plans, leaving them with little to no savings for their later years.
AARP Mississippi is advocating for a solution with Senate Bill 2861, a state-facilitated retirement savings program that could help thousands of workers secure their futures. The bill would create an optional workplace retirement savings program for private sector employees. Kimberly Campbell with AARP Mississippi says the program is designed to help those who need it most.
They are not saving. They can't afford, healthy food.
Critics argue the state should prioritize incentivizing private employers to offer retirement plans. I'm Tramel Gomes.
And each summer, more lake beaches shut down as toxic algae blooms spread across the water. While climate change is often blamed, new research reveals a deeper culprit, humans. Researchers at Michigan State University found climate-driven patterns in algae levels across freshwater lakes. Michigan State ecologist Patricia Serrano, who co-led the study, says that while climate change plays a role, human activity is the true driving force behind the growing problem.
And it's agricultural runoff, urban runoff, extra nutrients that come from lawns. That's what causes lakes to be green.
MSU researchers used open data to study climate change in 24,000 U.S. lakes using new methods and satellite data. This is Public News Service. The 2022 U.S. Supreme Court decision to overturn federal abortion protections continues to be felt. New research now suggests that states that have since enacted bans, including South Dakota, will see fewer workers because of these moves.
The Institute for Women's Policy Research is out with a new study that includes survey data from 10,000 adults. The authors say one in five respondents planning to have children has moved or know someone who has to another state because of reproductive care restrictions in their current location. The Institute's Melissa Mahoney says it shows banned states will likely see some of their workforce talent flow elsewhere.
The labor markets in states that protect abortion tend to be more welcoming for women with higher wages, greater access to health insurance, also a stronger labor force participation.
After the Dobbs ruling, when conservative states began enacting bans, officials like former Governor Kristi Noem pledged their support for pregnant women and children. Policy analysts say Noem's record often fell short in that area. I'm Mike Moen.
And Indiana's poultry industry finds a global demand for chicken, but bird flu is wiping out millions of birds. We get the story from our Joe Ulury.
By 2022, chicken had become the world's most produced meat, with more than 75 billion slaughtered annually. That number climbs higher when factoring in mass culls due to ongoing outbreaks. Maurice Pateski is a researcher at the UC Davis School of Veterinary Medicine who says it's time to refocus response efforts.
Depopulation and cleaning and disinfection, quarantine in the area, enhanced surveillance in the area, that hasn't worked very well. Three-plus years into this, and that outbreak is worse than it's ever been.
Since late 2021, farmers have killed entire flocks to stop the spread of bird flu, yet the virus continues to spread. This story was produced with original reporting from Seth Milstein for Sentient.
Finally, new legislation would help build more wildlife crossings across Oregon highways to make roads safer for people and for animals.
Research shows that Oregon has the highest likelihood of wildlife crashes among West Coast states, with nearly 5,000 damaging or deadly collisions in 2022. Wildlife collisions are costly and dangerous for drivers and take their toll on wildlife as well. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife estimates that nearly 15 million animals are killed on Oregon's roads each year. Carl J. Findling is on the board for the Oregon Backcountry Hunters and Anglers.
Oregon is behind nearly all Western states with only 5 and a potentially new 6th crossing, where some states like Colorado have 50.
Support for this reporting was provided by the Pew Charitable Trusts. For Public News Service, I'm Isabel Charlet.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on radio stations big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our content and trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.